We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our friend Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. Just got to Green Tree Hill. It says 4 miles, 31 minutes. So I guess that's a normal commute from the West Hills. Huh?
Great. We talked to you about football. We got McAtee for that kind of stuff. But thank you so much for your on-the-spot reporting. We appreciate it. Okay, now the football stuff. Do you have any more insight as to any deeper, more than what Mike Tomlin said, as to if Sean Davis is going to play or not?
No, I mean, Sean wasn't out there on Monday. That was sort of a bonus day. I don't have a good feel for that. Obviously, they're going to practice this afternoon for the first time, and you know, we'll have a better idea by tomorrow afternoon. But, you know, Mike Tomlin said he has a lot of confidence in Cam Kelly. The one thing I'll tell you about Cam Kelly, and this is one thing we haven't seen from Sean Davis in games, and I realize it's only practice, but Cam Kelly is always around the ball. Joe Hayden talked about that last week, and then on Monday, he picked off a pass when they were doing team drill. So, you know, we'll see what happens in the game if Cam Kelly has to play. But obviously, not only did that affect their starting lineup, but Cam Kelly was, you know, supposed to come in the game when they did the big nickel, and that obviously would be scrapped for this game. So Sean Davis's injury is going to have sort of a domino effect. Not only on their lineup, but their sub-packages as well.
Well, what's the effect on things if Devin Bush isn't an every-down linebacker, Ray? Because it sounds like that's an idea that Mike Tomlin may be giving some thought to going into this one.
Yeah, I mean, he said he's going to be thoughtful with how he approached that. But listen, guys, if Tom Brady lines up in 4 and 5 wide and he wants to throw the ball 60 times a game, why would Keith Butler and Mike Tomlin sort of bang their head against that wall and, you know, play with your regular personnel? I mean, you got Devin Bush for that very reason. So, you know, the last thing the Steelers want in this game is for a guy like this new receiver, Gunnar Olszewski or whatever, that made their roster. The last thing the Steelers want is for this guy to become a household name, you know, by the end of Sunday night. So, you went out and drafted guys like Devin Bush. You went out and acquired guys like Mark Barron to play against teams that like to pass the ball. So Devin Bush should play if it's a game like that. Now, I say that, and we all know the Patriots sort of rode their running game to the Super Bowl last year. They sort of changed their stripes late in the season. So, you know, it's going to be a chess match. I think the good thing for the Steelers is they have Vince Williams. You know, if the Patriots want to bang, and then they have Bush if they want to spread them out. So at the very least, the Steelers are better equipped, you know, to handle Tom Brady this time around.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. To follow up what you just said, isn't essentially Tom Brady going to decide just how much Devin Bush plays?
Yeah, exactly, because if he wants to, he can line up. He can even have a fullback in the game, and they can pretend like they're going to run. But then they can spread them out. They can get mismatches. And, you know, their offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniel, was so good at creating those matchups by motion, just by the way they line up, that they can get a slot receiver on a linebacker. Or they can get a slot receiver on a guy like maybe Terrell Edmonds, who, is a strong safety and maybe might not be able to keep up with that guy. So they're masters at it. You know, that's their game plan. That's what they're going to try to do. And, like I said, the Steelers, at the very least, they're faster now, so they'll have guys who are better able to make the tackle after the catch, get guys on the ground. But that's what the Patriots do. They live and die by that short passing game, and, Tom Brady is so good at it.
How does the fact that James Conner is available for this one, after the way Jalen Samuels ran against the Patriots back in December, affect what the Steelers want to do on offense, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think Jalen Samuels is going to be involved either way, but obviously, you know, James Conner is your number one guy, and you're going to use him. So, You know, I would imagine, you know, it's usually like, what, an 80-20%, you know, sort of split between those two. I think it might be 70-30, 60-40, just because Jalen Samuels is such a good all-around back that you not only can use him on first and second downs, but he's probably most effective when he's in there on third down. So I think he's going to be a big part of this team, this offense all season, but I really think you'll see him in there Sunday night because he's sort of, you know, one of those offensive chess pieces that, you know, we just talked about. You know, the Patriots have guys like that, James White, Rex Burkhead, you know, on and on. And, I think Jalen Samuels is one of those guys for the Steelers.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Is Juju Smith-Schuster going to be an increased volume and target guy, or is he still a somewhere between 9 and 11 target guy and you hope he breaks a big one or he just makes a catch of consequence during the game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they want to go back to the old model with Antonio Brown where he's getting targeted like 15, 18 times a game. I think we saw in the Tennessee game, one of the storylines coming out of that game was, you know, just how, you know, Juju subbed out and, you know, took himself out of the game because he was gassed and, you know, they brought other guys onto the field. So I don't think they're gonna push that. Obviously, he is the number one guy. He's going to get the most targets in a game, but I don't think they have to go overboard with that. And I don't think Juju is, you know, that selfish kind of guy who's going to demand that. So I think they're good in that respect. I don't think there's going to be pressure on Ben to sort of throw to one guy this year. And I don't know what that's going to mean for Juju's numbers, but I have an inkling that it might be good for the offense overall.
Ray, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the Joe Hayden extension was announced this weekend. He was the difference in the Steelers taking that ball, going the length of the field, Chris Boswell kicking a field goal to put them up by 7 late in that game in the fourth quarter against the Patriots back in December. That being said, do you get the feeling or what are your thoughts on how the Patriots attack the Steelers' corners in this one? Do they test Hayden early or do they just eliminate Hayden's side of the field and say, no, we know Steven Nelson, we're going to go after him?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Last year, they went after Hayden. I mean, he got 12 tackles in that game, so they weren't shy about going after him. But, you know, as you mentioned, they also had some success against the Chiefs, you know, a few weeks later. And obviously, Steven Nelson was a big part of that defense. So, you know, Tom Brady will pick, you know, he likes to pick out the mismatches. So we'll have to see how that unfolds. I think the biggest matchup in this game, quite honestly, is probably going to be Mike Hilton and or Cam Sutton against Julian Edelman. I mean, Julian Edelman right now, with Gronk gone, as strange as it is to say a slot receiver is going to be the focal point of that offense, you know, until Josh Gordon can prove that he could do it, I think Julian Edelman is the focal point of that offense. So, you know, the slot corner has been a big discussion point this preseason. You know, could Mike Hilton hold on to his job? He held on to his job, but I think he's in for a pretty big challenge here in his first week.
What'd you make of the first Mike Tomlin press conference, Mr. Ray?
I don't know. It's kind of, I mean, there's no injury update, so it's kind of short on detail, as Mike likes to say. But, you know, other than that, I felt it was pretty basic. And, you know, the communication thing came up, of course, with the headsets. He really didn't answer that question. But, you know, that's the other part of this deal is, you know, going up to New England, fire alarms, headsets not working, all kinds of crazy stuff has gone on in the past. So that's just one other thing that the Steelers are going to have to deal with, you know, in addition to all the, you know, the pageantry of a banner-raising ceremony and all that stuff that's going to happen.
Hey, let me ask
pre-game
you,
Sunday night.
Let me ask you another football question real quick. Do you remember in Denver whenever Marquise Pouncey blocked too well and all that nonsense happened, right, on the in and around the goal line?
Yeah.
What is the goal line package for the Pittsburgh Steelers going to look like in so much as they didn't use Rosie Nix in the past? Maybe they'll go with them now. They don't really have a secondary tight end that they like a whole lot. So what's it going to look like when they're inside the 1 yard line and they try to punch it in?
That's a great question. I think it'll probably be their regular personnel. I think they'll line up with James Conner and Roosevelt Nix right now when they want to use Nix. But it doesn't look like it's going to be Benny Snell. And I think instead of using two tight ends down there, now they have the option, and they've had this option in the past, but since they don't really have a strong option as a number two tight end, they could go with Zach Banner as your big tackle or with Chukwu Okorafor as your big tackle, and you could really try to go heavy down there. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens. If you remember the 2000 AFC Championship game, guys, Jesse James looked like he scored a touchdown. He actually got tackled on the one, and then they couldn't punch that in. And then from there, it was a close game at that point. And then from there, it was just all downhill. So one series like that, one goal line situation against a team as good as the Patriots can be huge in a game. So the Steelers better figure that out by Sunday night.
Bring your red paint, Ray, because the barn will need to be painted. Moncrief or James Washington, which one do you think has a bigger impact on this game?
I think it's going to be Moncrief just because of the way they've sort of structured their offensive groupings here through training camp. But I think we've talked about this all summer. I think James Washington's going to be involved a lot. So, your top three, obviously, Juju, Moncrief, and Washington. The X factor for the first couple of weeks here is it going to be Switzer in the mix more, or is it going to be Deontay Johnson? Deontay Johnson has been banged up. I don't know what their comfort level is right now with him, coming into the game and knowing the playbook. So that's the big thing. I mean, this team has had a lot of receivers to choose from in the past, but right now it looks like they got their big three, and it looks like it's either going to be Switzer and maybe Johnson, and I'm not convinced Johnson is going to be in the mix all that much here early in the season.
Ray, last night, real quick before we let you go, took my kids and my wife. We all went to a wonderful family time at the Jonas Brothers concert, right? And I actually really enjoyed it. It was a good time. What's the one concert that we'd be surprised to know that Ray Guy Fittipaldo has been to in his life?
Oh, man, thankfully I've avoided all the kids stuff. What's the one down at Heinz Hall? I actually did go to one. Fiddlesticks or something like that? Like a kid show at Heinz Hall. So I did get the Fiddlesticks treatment there once, but like I said, thankfully I've been able to avoid that here so far in my young dad tenure.
What about the young Ray? Did you go to any rock shows? You could see like Def Leppard or something.
Cheap Trick.
Like, yeah.
I've seen Styx like 7-8 times, so I guess I fit right in as a Steelers beat writer. I've seen them at the old, what was that place where the soccer stadium is now?
Icy Light Amphitheater, yeah.
I saw them down there. I saw them out at Star Lake like 5 or 6 times, so that's probably my one go-to concert. Every time they were in town, when they had Dennis DeYoung, when Dennis doesn't show up.
Well, but, no.
Right.
You know,
no, yeah.
When Dennis was a part of the group, I was there all the time.
Okay. Gotcha.
The jig is up.
Yeah. I like that the Icy Light Amphitheater and tent, whatever, whenever the train would just come by in the middle of the show. Just right next to it. Thank you, Ray. You're a wonderful guy, and we look forward to your coverage all year.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
See you, Ray. Ray was, but he wouldn't go for some knockoff sticks.
No.
He needs to have
the real sticks.
Right. Don't give me some food club sticks. I need the real sticks.
Great value sticks.
Yeah. Oh, Ray.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.